When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
Happy to open a broadcast with a Nobel Prize winner. That was Bob Dylan, who recently won the Nobel Prize, singing one of the great songs in the American canon, Come Rain or Come Shine, by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, 88.3 FM. Resonating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, we all know that song. It is one of probably the 10 most recorded popular songs, certainly of the 20th century, written for the stage at least. What about the show it came from? Well, that was a show called St. Louis Woman from 1946, a Broadway disaster of titanic proportions, and one of the great heartbreaks of being in love with Broadway, I suppose, if that's your relationship. Your heart is going to get broken when a show contains a score that it cannot bring to the stage. And maybe St. Louis Woman is the ultimate example of that. Never was there a more famous song, it seems to me, from a less successful show. But today, don't start groaning, because the rest of the score is as good. You'll get to hear this magnificent score sung by an incredible range of people. Well, after the war, after the success of Oklahoma and Carousel, all the songwriters in Hollywood wanted to come back to Broadway, where Rodgers and Hammerstein had made it so viable and so pertinent, especially in a book show. And Arlen and Mercer had written quite a bit for Hollywood, songs like Blues in the Night. And it was now time for them to start putting their minds together on a show. And a lot like Carmen Jones or Porgy and Bess, it was pretty much an all-black musical. And it was based on a book called God Send Sunday by Arne Bontemps, and a play subsequently written by Arne Bontemps and County Cullen. So Arlen and Mercer, who were white, were the first composing team to work with an all-black book writing team. And let us hear Johnny Mercer himself, who had just founded Capitol Records and recorded a lot of his own music, sing the opening number about this jockey called Little Augie, whose story of fame and ill fortune forms the background of St. Louis Woman.
A streak of lightning, a streak of lightning, that's what that lucky little jockey from the south is. If you deny it, augify it, then you can go and put your money where your mouth is. Since I was a little boy, I've been round the tracks, seen a lot of jockeys fast as mountain jacks. But I know what I know. Hee-oo-wee, little Augie is a natural man. He don't use a bridle, he don't need his hand. Augie talks a language horses understand, and it's true that it do. Hee-oo-wee, little Augie is a natural man. I've seen plenty of backstretch ramblers, but I'll tell you for fair, Augie sets on a horse's neck like most folks sets on a chair. Though he's got a big heart, you can get a bet he don't weigh 100, even sopping wet. He's a shore, has his name just the same. Augie is the biggest little man. Augie told a stork what brought him through the air. Bet a half a dollar I can beat you there, and it did. Yes, it did. Hee-oo-wee, little Augie is a traveling man. Daddy looked at Augie lying in the bed. Augie looked at Daddy, this is what he said. What a race did I place. Hee-oo-wee, he spoke up like a natural man. I ain't stopping to study how come all this happens to be. 'Cause I'm lucky to little Augie, and he's lucky to me. Augie's on a racetrack riding like the wind. Badfoot's in the stable singing Augie and E.U. Roll along, that's my song. Augie is the biggest little man.
The lyricist of St. Louis Woman, Johnny Mercer, singing the opening number of his very own show. It's funny, Mercer recorded a lot in the 40s, and at one point, I think, was voted the leading black singer by a Chicago radio station. Of course, he wasn't. The show, however, is St. Louis Woman, so it's about our jockey little Augie as he comes under the spell of the eponymous St. Louis woman, Della, who works for a bar in St. Louis in 1898, and her opening number is one of the great opening numbers of all time. The show was written for Lena Horne, who ultimately refused to perform it because she thought it was stereotypical and not really embracing some of the rights and stature that blacks achieved after World War II. But she did record it in the studio, so here's a glimpse of what Lena Horne would have done had she walked on the stage in St. Louis Woman.
That's my style. Howdy do me, watch me smile. Fare thee well me after while, 'cause I gotta roam. And any place I hang my hat is home. makes me fine. Kansas City, Caroline, that's my honeycomb. 'Cause any place I hang my hat is home. There's a voice in the lonesome wind that keeps whispering, "Roam."
Clearly, Lena Horne was the leading African-American singer of her genre in the late 40s. So if she had sung that on the Martin Beck Theater stage, what a hit St. Louis Woman would have been. Alas, 'twas not to be. Well, Della, the St. Louis woman of the title, has taken up with Bigelow Brown, who's a rather brutish and impossibly obnoxious bar owner. That does not stop him, however, from being the object of affection from a woman named Lila, who he has left to run away with Della, or to take up with Della. So Lila sings a song about having been passed over, one of the great torch songs of all time, another whopper, and we're not even, more than four songs into St. Louis Woman. Here is the one and only Audra McDonald to sing "I Had Myself a True Love" from St. Louis Woman.
Myself a true love who was something to see. I had myself a true love, at least that's what I kept on telling me. The first Once upon a time I had a true one. In the evening by the doorway, while I stand there and wait for his coming, the house swept and the clothes hung, and the pot on the stove there a humming. Where is he?
Imagine if Audra McDonald had been in the show in 1946, obviously decades before she could have done, but gives you a sense of how great this Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer score is. Well, this being the 1940s, you had to have a comic subplot. And again, one of these amazing things about St. Louis Woman is the Nicholas brothers. Harold and Fayard were in it. Harold played the leading character, and Fayard played a supporting part, didn't have much to do dialogue-wise, but he was the boyfriend of Butterfly, a barmaid played by none other than Pearl Bailey, who was a Columbia recording artist at that point, and she gave her one-of-a-kind sass and personality to this number, trying to get her boyfriend to marry her. Legalize my name. Here's Pearl Bailey.
Do I, don't I? All you wanna do is bill and coo, but you're empty-handed when the bill is due. If you really love me and you love me true, legalize my name. Will I kiss you? Ain't the issue. You've been telling everyone you've met that you want a sample of the way I pet. You've had all the sample that you're gonna get. Legalize my name. With an E, A, my heart's blowing, sparks are showing. If you want those little sparks to bust into flame, you got to don't care where I live at or what.
piece with an E-A. That's Pearl Bailey. Well, let's hear some of Harold Arlen's beautiful music that sort of flushes out and expands the St. Louis, East St. Louis area from 1898 and its particular cakewalk rituals from the original cast album of St. Louis Woman.
When you hear them call,
better have a partner. When you hear them call, take on your baby, two step your baby, take on your baby, left and right. Trust only is holding, best get to walk it. Don't you miss the boat, lift your baby boat, walk your gentleman for a kid this night. Mrs. Elvira Hayes has been cooking it for days. One of whispered to me, it's a secret recipe, a full of chronic alcoholic pastry treat.
Chocolate fever
shows the frosty,
cure the nimble,
bring up to get nasty. Take on the baby, to step the baby, step on the baby, left the prize. Dress up your proudest, sing out your loudest, if you'll have to rhyme, have yourself a time.
Peeking around the chicopin bush, peeking around the chicopin bush, Billy Goat came and gave me a push in and Sally's garden. It seems like yesterday I heard the grown-up laughter, the clink of dishes, and the sounds I love the best. And watch the kitchen lamp swing gently from the rafter as I lay half asleep against my mother's breast. There with my head on her apron, the troubles of the world seem far away. A million miles, a million years have come between us. Yet it seems like only between us, and yet it seems like only yesterday.
from the original cast album of St. Louis Woman. Well, we talked a little earlier about this character of Lila, who is so in love with Bigelow Brown that she will do anything to get him back. Unfortunately, in her deluded mind, that includes shooting him. Bigelow is very upset that little Augie has run away with Della, or Della's run away with little Augie, and is shot by Lila at the end of one of the first acts. It was through a two-act musical, then a three-act musical, then a two-act musical. What a mess. But here is the triumphant number that she sings over his dead body. This is sung by Barbara Lee, a wonderful jazz performer, not quite with the same depth and range of the original cast, or certainly, say, of Audra McDonald. But I love her feistiness with this number. Here is Barbara Lee. Well, depending when you saw St. Louis Woman in its pre-Broadway tryout, that would have either been the end of Act 1 or the end of Act 2. Really a mess of a show. And one of the things that was difficult in the St. Louis Woman history, its travails on its way to the Martin Beck Theater on Broadway, was it lost one of its book writers. County Cullen died when it was in rehearsal. But I don't think that would have necessarily made a huge difference had he stayed around for the opening, because it was just this very unwieldy show, and it didn't really have the right people at the helm. And Ruben Mamoulian, who had done, obviously, Porgy and Bess in Oklahoma and Carousel rather brilliantly, was somewhat at a loss, especially since, as it were, the ship had already sailed, or the horses were already down the track, to beat a metaphor into incoherence. But one of the things that I found fascinating about St. Louis Woman was the artistry of Arlen and Mercer was still great, but they still kind of bent the narrative here and there to what was the formula after World War II. It wasn't quite dark enough in the way that the original was. In the original story, the jockey, Little Augie, had been cursed believed he was cursed from when he was born, because he was born with a veil, which made him wonder whether he was lucky or unlucky, and then he's cursed by Bigelow Brown, and the tragic dimension of the story couldn't really be allowed to exist, at least in the hands of that particular creative team. Well, it was certainly rare to open a second act with a funeral, and Arlen and Mercer managed to turn the funeral of Bigelow Brown into quite an extraordinary musical number. And the phrase "Leave in Time" comes up, but that's also the title of a song from House of Flowers. Anyway, here is the funeral of Bigelow Brown from the incredible score to St. Louis Woman.
Leave in time for the highest of the mighty.
That was a funeral sequence that begins Act Two of St. Louis Woman. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're devoting the entire hour to this amazing score by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer and the travails that befell it on its way to Broadway. The original cast album was only about half an hour long, and it was actually a series of discs, I think four discs, that were put out by Capitol Records, which was owned by Johnny Mercer at the time. And it's not a very satisfactory album on its own, so we're very indebted to those wonderful folks at Encores who did their own sort of concert version and then luckily recorded it with Vanessa Williams in the 1990s. So that's what we just heard from there. Well, Pearl Bailey was a recording artist of her own on Columbia, and they let her sing a couple songs on Columbia, even though Johnny Mercer owned Capitol Records. Here's her version of her second act, Funny Song, It's a Woman's Prerogative.
I don't know who it was wrote it, or by whose pen it was signed. Someone once said, and I quote it, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. He may have you in a halter, harness before and behind, but till you kneel at that altar, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Promise anything, promise everything. Honey, don't swerve, throw 'em a curve, string 'em along till they show you what they've got in reserve. Though his bank shows a big balance, and he seems designed, if that boy's short on his talents, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. They say precedent makes a thing a law. Say yes when I mean no. It's hard to believe, but they tell me that it's legally so. So don't fret how much you've kissed them, if on their couch you've reclined. Don't forget we've got a system, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind.
Your point of view belongs to you. My point of view belongs to me. Your attitude may suit you fine. Now I don't know what it is, but this is mine. I say this and with impunity, if you seize your opportunity, you will thrive in your community. At least that's my opinion.
I will bet you if you're bettable.
Idle hands are most regrettable.
Honest effort unforgettable.
At least that's my opinion. Oh, yes. Oh, ain't it a shame? The hare could go
and the tortoise was slow,
but he got there just the same.
In conclusion, I reiterate, educated or illiterate, work is what you can't obliterate.
Rent is high
and time do fly.
At least that's my opinion. I'll try anything that's triable, but my ruse, the old reliable, elbow grease is still applicable. At least that's my opinion.
Birds who start the day out merrily get the worm, but necessarily.
I say yes,
and I say verily,
merely an opinion. Oh, yes, oh, ain't it the truth?
Can't collect till you learn to correct the mistakes you made in you.
Take a philosophic attitude and allow your smile some latitude.
Folks will smile right back in gratitude.
Ask me why,
and I reply,
at least that's my opinion.
That was Chuck Cooper and Stanley Wayne Mathis singing Least That's My Opinion, a very jaunty song left off the original cast album from St. Louis Woman. Nice that Encore has allowed us to hear that again. Well, St. Louis Woman had such a great score that even the songs that were cut are better than most songs of, I don't know, after the war. Certainly up there in the canon with Arlen and Mercer. Here's a song I believe was written for Della in the second act when we learned that life didn't work out the way she wanted to. Sung by the one and only Chris Connor. It's such a stunning performance of a song that has lived on thanks to recording artists like her. I Wonder What Became of Me.
Lights are bright, pianos making music all the night, and they pour champagne just like it was rain. It's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me. Crowds go by, that merry-making laughter in their eyes. And the laughter's fine, but I wonder what became of mine. Life's sweet as honey, and yet it's funny. I get a feeling that I can't analyze. It's like, well, maybe it's like a baby sees a bubble burst before its eyes. I've had my flame. I've been around and seen most everything. But I began for a long way. Something went astray. It's the same champagne, it's a sight to see, but I wonder what became of me.
You wonder what became of the score to St. Louis Woman, a show that has never been revived on Broadway, with one of the great scores of all time. Well, we'll come to the conclusion of the cast album from 1946 of St. Louis Woman, where Little Augie gets his mojo back. Of course, they didn't call it that back in 1946, but his good luck, and he feels as if he's riding on the moon. So here is Harold Nicholas singing his song of triumph at the end of St. Louis Woman.
High luck or low luck or no luck at all, I'll never care if I rise or I fall. I've learned a lesson since we've been apart. I'll do all right if I follow my heart. I walk under ladders, number 13 doesn't scare me, 'cause I'm dressed up in a rainbow and I'm riding on the moon. Old jeans had me cornered, but I found out how to shake it, and my true love helped me break it. I'm riding on the moon. Oh, yes, you can preach it, sister, while I shout for joy. Oh, yes, say hello to Lady Love's baby boy. You're my ring of roses, so I can't be heavy-hearted, 'cause I'm right back. Thank you.
that would seem to be a happy ending to the musical of St. Louis Woman. Little Augie manages to reclaim his good luck, but the show itself did not. It closed after 113 performances back in 1946 and left, unfortunately, for a lot of other reasons. It did not bind Arlen and Mercer as the great Broadway songwriters they could have been. They did a couple of other projects. They did a show called Saratoga in 1958, I think, which also did very badly, despite the fact that almost everything they touched, in my opinion, turned to gold. Well, even though St. Louis Woman limped along the track, I would say that no racing tout ever tore up his losing ticket with more wistfulness than Broadway fans who adore the score to the show, chief among them your host here, Larry Maslon. And I just want to point out that we are very, very close. We're in the home stretch to getting our 200th broadcast, 200th original broadcast here on WPPB. So listen up for some special programming. And you can also listen to our show on BroadwayToMainStreet.com or on iTunes, where you can download the whole complement of, dozens and dozens of broadcasts, many of them celebrating Arlen and Mercer. And I think that's one thing, if I strive to give anything to our audiences, is a glimpse behind the curtain of Broadway and its history and some alternative recordings from the original cast recordings. So speaking of which, we started this broadcast with the lyricist to St. Louis Woman, Johnny Mercer, singing a song. And now we're going to end with its composer, Harold Arlen, who is also a wonderful singer. And he's going to sing this title song, the quote-unquote hit song, although it wasn't a hit quite in its day and the show wasn't a hit, but the song that wove itself into the American consciousness. It has simply been recorded by everybody. It is not even point in making a list. You name it, they recorded it. Streisand, Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Dinah Shore, on and on and on. Here is Harold Arlen to take us out of our St. Louis Woman episode with the ballad that he gave to theatergoers and music lovers everywhere.
I'm gonna love you
like
nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things, but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.